it's knowing the difference between an injury that you can kind of just blunt a little bit by taking down how acute it's feeling at the moment, maybe even take some ibuprofen or something like that just to get through the training. A little bit of in the moment pain, I'm really not too worried about that. But if it's ever after the training that you feel like, oh, do you know what? It's just set that back. It's now more sore than it was. It's kind of getting worse. And if I keep doing this, it's not going to be getting better. Then that's a point of, yeah, I can't just suck it up and power through this. It's actually going to need a bit of recovery time, a little bit more cleaner rest now. And I'll be back to full board training quicker than just trying to almost like picking at a scab and it's never healing up. You know, it's like, all right, just let it heal and then you can move on. Fighters, welcome back to another episode of Heat Trick Muay Thai Performance. There is that difference between how it feels acute in the moment when you just take another knock or whatever, or another movement that gets it. And then it's what it feels like that next day or 2 days afterwards. And it's balancing those two. A little bit of in the moment pain, I'm really not too worried about that. That's kind of like, okay, but it's like 2 or 3 days later or the next day, has that gone backwards? Because now I'm just slowing up my overall recovery process and actually avoiding those things. I give myself 2 to 3 weeks of letting it heal properly and not just keep setting it back a day or two. And it's just like, I'm not making progress here. Because some injuries you can just keep working through and they're fine. You feel like, even though I felt it was a bit sore in training, but afterwards, I still feel like it's making progress and I'm getting somewhere. And then other times you'd be like, you know what? This has gone back a week now just for this one training session. And I then know I need to scale back what I'm doing or avoid something that's whatever that is. So when there's an injury, I find more often than not, Muay Thai we can't do because it's too random and it's just like, oh, that got it again. You can't stop doing something. With the strength and conditioning, that's an area I find with injuries, it's a really good place for you to be able to keep training up, but just avoiding the specific movements that are pissing that off that injury. The strength and conditioning stuff, we can be very prescriptive in the movement patterns we do and don't do. So it might be that the twisting stuff is really getting your rib, but you might find we might be able to load your core in that flexion extension pattern, whatever we've got in there for the program, whether it's like hand walkouts or rollouts or something like that, that it's okay as long as you don't twist it. And you'll be like, oh, yeah, I can stick that, but I'll just take all the twisting stuff out for now. Because whenever I do anything like that, it's like, oh, nope, that's upset it. Take that pattern out and just do as many of the other things as you can. And the same, you know, for like overhead lifting might be fine, or it might be like, no, I can't do that, but I can do laying down on my back and doing the bench press type patterns and I'll get my push that way. I'll just avoid pressing overhead for now because I'm having to stabilize my core too much, or, you know, just play around with it.
Thanks for listening. If you found this valuable, please like, subscribe, and share with someone else it could help too. Please give the podcast a review or comment below. We'd love to hear from you. As always, you can visit heattrick.com for more Muay Thai performance podcasts, videos, articles, and guides. Catch you next time.